Okay, next patient or next series we're going to do is going to be Texas Deerbrook, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. This is on 811. Date of visit is 811. The doctor is, again, Dr. Al Gilani, Algilani. First patient is SM, 17-year-old female with chills. Vital stable, blood test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with amoxicillin, was happy with the care received. Next person is ZJ, 2-year-old child with diarrhea, cough, runny nose, swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media. Doing well. Mom was happy with the care received, given amoxicillin. Next patient is CB, 16-year-old male with left shoulder pain, playing football. Dr. A states the exam is totally negative. No x-rays were done. Was given Toradol 60 milligram. Consider imaging for any kind of trauma or possible trauma-related pain. Next patient is CK, is a 54-year-old with a hand, swollen hand. Has been on two different antibiotics previously by different physicians. This time, Dr. A did no blood work, did not do any blood work, no x-rays, no imaging. Thought it might be gout. Treated patient with Toradol in the ER and sent patient home with Indocin. Patient says that his hand is still very swollen, very painful. After 2 days of treatment, must consider blood work, especially after patient has had the workup in the past. Also, imaging is a must to rule in or rule out gout. But nevertheless, patient needs further evaluation in an emergency setting, especially after patient has been seen and tried on different medications in the past. We'll discuss with Dr. Algilani. Next patient is MK, right shoulder pain, 66-year-old with the right shoulder pain. Patient states that she left AMA. She left because the lady that was there was making a scene using profanity. And this is another patient. Security had to be called, but she's going to go back today to be evaluated because she's still having the pain. Next patient is AG, 44-year-old with pain in the upper abdomen. CBC, CMP, UA, UDS, CT negative, diagnosed with constipation. This is AG, 44-year-old female with upper abdominal pain. Left message for patient to call me. Next patient is MM, 54-year-old woman who has top pain under her left breast with history of hypertension, high cholesterol. Patient had no lab, no x-rays, was told has costochondritis, treated with anti-inflammatory. Once again, must consider imaging, must consider workup, especially in a 54-year-old in an emergency room setting with left breast pain. We'll discuss with Dr. A. Next patient is J.E., 9-year-old with abdominal pain. Urinalysis negative, CT showed constipation. They're doing much better. Mom was happy with the care. If anytime in the emergency room, the CT is ordered, please consider blood work as well. We'll discuss with Dr. A. Next patient is VE, 66-year-old with chronic Foley catheter, having Foley catheter problems. The catheter was changed, no sign of infection. She was happy, was sent home. And she says her catheter is working just fine. Next patient is RF, is a 63-year-old, recent hospitalization with SBO, presents to the emergency room with abdominal pain, nausea, CBC, CMP, urinalysis, lipase, amylase, CT, all negative, pain resolved in the emergency room. The phone number that was left in the ER was a bad number. Next patient is CR, 16-year-old, assaulted at school, complaining of wrist pain, x-rays negative. Patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is MA, 7-year-old with left thumb injury. X-rays were negative. This is the patient that when first she came to the emergency room, raised hell, yelled and screamed because they weren't taking her son back fast enough. Two different security officers were called and ran off two patients that we know of. But she's complaining about the people at the registration because they did not care enough about her son to get him back there quickly. Once again, left thumb sprained was the diagnosis. But she did talk to me for about 20 minutes regarding this visit. Next patient is KH. Right arm pain, right shoulder pain. She also left before triage. This is a 40-year-old woman. When I called her, she said that they were having problems in the emergency room with security all over the place, and she did not want to stay and expose her children to that situation. Next patient is AL, 13-year-old, low back pain, fever, urinalysis, negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with amoxicillin, voicemail not set up. Next patient is JL, 36-year-old, complains of weakness, male complains of weakness, lab urinalysis, UDS negative, HNH is 12 and 37. Patient did have THC and opiates in the tox screen. No further testing was done, and the phone number was bad. That was left in the ER. Next patient is AS, 61-year-old with abdominal pain, history of chronic pancreatitis, UA, UDS, amylase, lipase, negative blood sugar 274, treated with insulin 10 units, CT showed chronic pancreatitis. Please consider retesting sugar anytime you give insulin in the emergency room. Patient states that he did come back the next day. His blood sugar was still elevated. They would not treat him. They told him he needs to see his endocrinologist, has an appointment coming up with an endocrinologist this week. But nevertheless, he was happy with the care received. Next patient is EG, 50-year-old with ear drainage around the ear and neck, diagnosed with contact dermatitis, treated with solumedrol and medrol dose back. He's still complaining of some redness and irritation. We'll see his primary care physician. Next patient is JN, 67-year-old lady with lightheadedness, dizziness. Blood pressure was 170 over 87. Swab test negative, diagnosed with URI. Treated with amoxicillin. Left message for patient to call me back, but please consider more workup in a 67-year-old with lightheadedness, dizziness, including possible CT and blood work, especially in face of blood pressure 170 over 87. Also consider admission and hospitalist evaluation. And this goes for Dr. A. Next patient is DR, the 2-year-old with clavicle pain after falling at home, had a non-displaced clavicle fracture. Mom was happy with the care received, was taken home. Next patient is SA, 64-year-old female, with a couple of falls at home in the past 2 weeks for no good reason. Complained of ankle pain, hip pain, was given Toradol 60 milligram, given Naprosyn and Flexeril at home, no x-rays, no blood work. Today, patient saw her PCP, received orders to go get x-rays done. Once again, consider x-rays and blood work, including a CT of the head in a person with frequent falls. And at age 64, period. Please remember that this is an emergency room and not a family practice clinic where a patient can come back if they're not better later. The buck stops with you. Thank you. That's it.